Hello, this is Chris Yerkes reading to you from the May 14th edition of the County Chronicle. We'll start with the first page stories. Tuscola City Council. Landscape work begins in Meadowview by David Porter. Six Tuscola City officials were sworn into office Monday night, but when they sat down in the council chambers, the scenery hadn't changed as they were all incumbents. Sworn in were Mayor Dan Kleiss, City Clerk Beth Lehman, and Council Members Scott Day, Tim Hui, Troy Rund, and Alan Shoemaker. During the council meeting, the group approved the purchase of a 2025 Midsota tilt trailer at a cost of $12,000 from Kate's Trailer Sales. They also renewed the lease to Gina Romine for tropical snow at Irvin Park for the summer. The council approved a modification to its intergovernmental agreement for economic development. Other communities and the Sitt County have agreed to support a countywide economic development effort, but an audit suggested clarity that the two employees are City of Tuscola employees and are not employees of the Economic Development Group. The other participating bodies are expected to sign off on the modification. The council then approved an update to the salary schedule as Brian Moody, who heads the Economic Development Group and his fire chief, had inadvertently left off the list approved previously. City Administrator Drew Hull said the change is retroactive to coincide with the rest of the city staff. During the consent agenda, approved a change in the price of a sewer camera that was previously approved. The new price is $8,000, about $440 higher than previously thought. Also on the consent agenda, the council approved a community building lease with alcohol for Shayna Oakley for a wedding reception May 31st and for Saldivar Quinceanera on September 20th. They also approved a street closure and parade route for the Feast of Corpus Christi June 22nd. Hull updated the city council that cleanup in Meadowview has begun following water main replacement work there. Crews are putting landscaping back in place and seeding for grass. The next article, Arthur Village Board. New members join Arthur Village Board by Ariana Cherry. The Arthur Village Board saw the addition of three new members and the departure of a dedicated long-term official at their May 5th meeting. Rhonda Rhodes, who diligently recorded meeting minutes for the past 8 years and maintained near-perfect attendance, reflected on her time with the board. "I've enjoyed the job, the leadership of the community, and the department heads," Rhodes stated. "I've learned how Village runs, and I want to thank everyone for allowing me to be part of the Arthur Village Board." Mayor Rod Randall presented Rhodes with an award in recognition of her years of service. Trustees Jim Fleming and Dave Tiffin also concluded their tenures on the board that evening. "Thank you for the opportunity to serve. I've enjoyed every minute of it," Fleming said. Both he and Tiffin were also honored with awards for their service. Remaining board members, Isaiah Gutierrez, Mike Hilgenberg, Christy Bernius, Matt Bernius, Grant Corum, and Kenny Crossman, each expressed their gratitude to Rhodes, Fleming, and Tiffin for their commitment to the Village of Arthur. Following their departure, a newly elected officials Lamar Miller, Kurt Hall, and Amy Strong took the oath of office and began their service on the board. Other items discussed and voted on: appointment of Elliot Tinnen, Chief of Police, and Erica Carter, Deputy Chief, as Freedom of Information Act officers on behalf of the Village was approved. Appointment of Mac Bernius, Trustee, as Mayor Pro Tem was approved. Ordinance 0507A-2925, amending the AG1 zoning with regard to livestock management facilities, was approved. This amendment will help to reserve space for housing, too. Approved to make a purchase of 22 large meters from Midwest Meter Incorporated in the amount of $32,000. Approved to waive the bidding process for the purchase of a 125-kilowatt John Deere generator from Central Power Products pursuant to 65 ILCS 5/8911. Approved the purchase of a 125-kilowatt John Deere generator set from Central Power Products in the amount of $52,000. This will be helpful in the event of a prolonged power outage. Approved replacing 11 downtown street lamps in the amount of $6,800. LED bulbs to replace the old ones, which will improve the downtown lighting. With the downtown area being in the TIF district, TIF funds will be used for this purchase. Approved expenditures in the amount of $42,700. The next article, Newman City Council, extend produce market through September by Ben Crane. The Newman City Council voted unanimously to extend the use of the local park close Green Street from Broadway to Howard to put up a banner every first Saturday of each month until September for a produce market. According to the council, the first event went well and had great response from vendors. Dennis Kutler was re-sworn in as mayor, and Judy Van Sickle retained her city clerk position. Wade Hales, Sean Mixon, Richard Dorsett were all sworn in after winning their re-election campaigns. The council also hired Justin Smith as the ballpark director for a sum of $1. Smith reported the league has garnered 175 participants from Newman and surrounding towns. In the Street and Alley report, it was noted that there were some issues with the city backhoe and that residents were leaving their grass trimmings from mowing on the street. The council approved removal of 4 trees in the amount of $5,000, as well as a trade-in of a Kubota mower in the amount of $13,000. Chief Dixie Brazelton reported that murder suspect James Haynes is pleading guilty to first-degree murder and will be sentenced next month, while in the Waterworks report, another potential water main leak was reported on Broadway. The department was also dealing with a water discoloration issue. According to the report, iron and manganese are bypassing the filtration system, discoloring the water, although the water is still safe to drink. Christmas decorations on Broadway are approved despite a $90 hike in fees for 10 poles to be decorated, amounting to $1,300. The council also approved the acquisition of another credit card and for the McGuffey property, asking price to be lowered from $8,000 to $5,000. Finally, the committee center committee gave a report detailing their plans for new electronics to be installed at the building, including a new computer, which the city will pay $12.50 a month to use, Microsoft Office. They also discussed the purchase of 4 phones for $400, one for each city department, and will cost $20 to $30 a month for each to use. The next article, Tactical Tune-Up, Police Officers Trained to Meet Safety Standards, by Ben Crane. Local law enforcement officers from area across Douglas County are spending this week engaged in a hands-on training designed to keep them sharp, accountable, and better equipped to serve the public, not just by law, but by evolving best practices in policing. The training, led by veteran law enforcement instructor Don Yabor, is part of a 3-day series of modules fulfilling statutory requirements under the Illinois Safety Accountability, Fairness, and Equality Today Safety Act. Officers will complete sessions in use of force, de-escalation tactics, and high-risk traffic stops. These are 3 independent modules that satisfy the statutory requirements for the Illinois Safety Act as far as getting training hours and continuing education for police officers, Yabor said. Today's focus is on use of force, tomorrow is de-escalation, and then Wednesday we will cover high-risk traffic stops. Once completed, the sessions will provide officers with roughly 80 to 85% of the required annual training hours to maintain state certification. The courses, developed and taught by Yabor through MTU 13, a regional branch of the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board, based in Charleston, reflect not just new state law, but a broader national shift toward a dynamic real-world training. A seasoned instructor and curriculum writer, Yabor emphasized the importance of ongoing education across all professions. Physicians, lawyers, real estate agents, they all need continuing education. Things evolve, he said. Just because you went through the academy in 1985 doesn't mean you're up to speed in 2025. The Safety Act, passed by Illinois lawmakers in early 2021, requires law enforcement officers to participate in more frequent and substantive training on a range of topics. Yabor said this week's sessions are meant to strike a balance between realism and readiness, and to move away from outdated training models that often presented every encounter as a worst-case scenario. Too many academics run these scenarios where every situation ends in a gunfight, Yabor said. That's not realistic. It sets officers up to be hypervigilant. In real life, most situations don't end that way, and they shouldn't. In one training scenario, officers prevented a suspect from accessing a firearm by using clear communication and proper tactics, avoiding what could have become a deadly confrontation. Yabor pointed out that outcome as a process is not just a procedure, but of purpose. The officers did everything right and prevented the bad guy from escalating the situation, he said. If they hadn't, it could have turned into a shooting. That's the value of rooted training in reality. Yabor, a former shift sergeant, also reflected on how perceptions can influence police-civilian interactions. He recalled the time when one of his deputies, a towering muscular figure who resembled a bodybuilder, kept receiving complaints despite never doing anything wrong. The issue, Yabor explained, was simply how he was perceived. He'd stop someone just standing there with his thumbs hooked in his gun belt, and people were calling and saying they were scared, Yabor said. So I told him, crack a smile, say something human, and guess what? The complaints disappeared. That kind of self-awareness is built into the week's training, he said, as officers are encouraged not only to evaluate their decisions, but to see themselves from the public's perspective. You've got to be a student of the craft, Yavor said. We want officers to think, to justify their actions, and to be able to explain why they did what they did. If it's a rational explanation, then it's a learning opportunity. Yavor also pointed to lessons learned from beyond traditional police circles. In the early 2000s, he noted the U.S. Special Operations Unit began incorporating sports psychology and performance science into their training, and the results were profound. Police, he argues, should take a similar approach. Why do pro athletes have psychologists and nutritionists? To make them perform at the highest levels, he said. We should bring in subject matter experts outside of traditional law enforcement pipelines to improve how we train. The training has been a collaborative effort among law enforcement agencies throughout Douglas County, with leaders from multiple departments working together to ensure officers are learning alongside the people they may one day serve beside in a crisis. If something breaks bad, they're going to be mutually supporting each other, Yavor said. So it only makes sense for these people to train together and work together. That's how it's going to happen in the real world. In the end, Yavor said, the mission is simple. Prepare officers not just to pass a requirement, but to better serve and protect. These officers are dedicated professionals, he said. They're here because they want to get better, and anything we can do to help them do that. It's just going to make them better at their job and keep the public safer. The next article, local artists take part in Lakeland Show. Lakeland College recently hosted its fourth annual Spring Art Show. The show included submissions from students, staff, faculty, and artists throughout the Lakeland community. All submissions were displayed in the Luther Student Center from April 21st to the 25th. During the week, spectators voted for their favorite submissions in a number of categories, and the winners were announced during a closing ceremony. Lauren Hosfield, Casey, received Best in Show Award for Untitled. The awards for most ambitious went to Breeze Corda Charleston for the Shelley Art Museum, Kelly Cawthorn Mattoon for Snowgrave, and Emma Fraser Nyoga for Elephant in the River. The awards for most impactful went to Jesse Horton Sullivan for On the Run, Layla Ballard of Mattoon for Thank You for the Music, and Jennifer Uthel Ptutopoulos for A World with Color. The awards for most thought-provoking went to Sarah Thomas Mattoon for Making a Difference, and Sarah Hausch Charleston for Making a Small Difference. We are once again awed by the talent showcased year after year in this exhibition, Mercury Bowen, coordinator of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging, said. It's so exciting to see the show continue to grow and have the opportunity to see the exceptional abilities of our incredible Laker community. Among the participants were Brianna Manley of Humboldt with Reaching for You and Wanda Miller of Arcola with Good versus Evil. We'll move now to the obituaries. Ann Garner, 91, of Atlanta, Illinois, formerly of McLean, Bloomington, Greeley, Colorado, and Prescott, Arizona, died at 3:44 p.m. on Thursday, May 8, 2025, at McLean County Nursing Home in Normal. Funeral services were held Tuesday, May 13, at the Quirum Peasley Funeral Home, Atlanta, with Mr. Maurice Strebling officiating. Following the service, the funeral, cremation rites were accorded, and the interment will take place at the Memorial Garden at Prescott United Methodist Church, Prescott, Arizona. Visitation was Monday at the funeral home. Barbara Dean Garrix, 89, of Arthur, died at 9:40 p.m. Sunday, May 11, 2025, at Sarah Bush Lincoln Health Center in Mattoon. Private family service will be held at 10 a.m. Thursday, May 15, at Schrader Funeral Home, 431 South Vine Street, Arthur, with Danny Powell as an officiant. Burial will follow in the Arthur Cemetery. Charles Charlie L. Larson, 75, of Sullivan, passed away 7:28 a.m. Friday, May 9, 2025, at Sarah Bush Lincoln Health Center in Mattoon. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, May 15, at McMullen Young Funeral Home in Sullivan. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, May 16, at McMullen Young Funeral Home, Sullivan. Burial will be at the Greenhill Cemetery, Sullivan. Memorials may be made to the Allerville Christian Church, 201 South Allen Street, Allenville, Illinois. Peggy Joan Gregory, 87, of Atwood, passed away at 8:40 p.m. Tuesday, May 6, 2025, at the Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Family services will be held at the Cartwright Cemetery at a later date. In loving memory of Linda L. Brand, it is with heavy hearts we announce the passing of our beloved mother, wife, sister, aunt, cousin, and friend, Linda L. Brand. A celebration of life will be held at 3:08 p.m. Sunday, May 18th at the Hillegas Schrader Funeral Home, 705 South Arthur Main Street, Tuscola. Visitation will be held 1 hour prior to the service at the funeral home. Norma Faye Ingram, 91, of Atwood, passed away at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, May 6, 2025 at Carriage Crossing, Arcola, with her daughters by her side. Private family services will be held at Lake Fork Cemetery. Memorials will be made to the donor's choice. Hillegoth Schrader Funeral Home is handling the arrangements. The next article, two former ALAH students serve as inspirations at Leadership Camp. The Rotary Youth Leadership Camp, which was held April 4th through 6th at Allerton Park, Monticello, was honored to host two successful Arthur women as speakers to the students, Zoe Burrows and McKenna Green. They brought their considerable experience, drive, and determination to their talks, instructing the students in the things they wish they had known at a young age, to never give up, stretch their comfort zones, look for people who want the same values, ignore those who have negative viewpoints, learn from every experience, and always have your goal in mind. The students were impressed and mentioned several times after the presentations that they had learned much and were happy to see young women close to their age who'd been so successful. Arthur Rotary said it's grateful to these busy women who find time to mentor their youth and wish them continued success. Zoe Burrows is a former Arthur High School through 2012, her junior year, and a Rotary Youth Exchange alumni who went to Peru. She graduated Illinois Wesleyan University, Political Science and International Studies in 2018. St. Anthony's College, University of Oxford, MSc, Latin American Studies, 2019 Washington University and St. Louis School of Law, JD 2024, first-year associate attorney at MG&M, the law firm Asbestos Practice Group. McKenna Green, a 2019 LAH graduate, resides in Arthur, Illinois, where she works alongside her family on their row crop farm as the sixth generation. McKenna is their farm agronomist, but gets involved in all aspects of managing the business, from operating equipment to human resources and social media. Her family also operates Flatland Farmer Innovations and Heritage Prints. On her own time, she and her brother Beau run Heritage Puppies, where they raise and sell Cavapoo English Cream Doodle puppies. McKenna makes her finance loop with France Cattle Company, where they primarily background calves. McKenna has a true passion for agriculture and educating others about that agriculture has to offer. To do this, McKenna is also on the Moultrie Douglas County Fair Board and serves as the pageant director. The next article, honoring Mike Sopel's honor flight experience, submitted by Lisa Sopel. On May 15th, Mark Sopel of Tuscola received the distinguished honor of participating in the Springfield Honor Flight to Washington, D.C. As a proud Navy veteran, this journey has a heartfelt recognition of his service and sacrifice. Accompanying Mike on this momentous occasion was his chaperone and guardian, Becky Hedrick of Arcola, who provided exemplary support, especially considering Mike's recent foot surgery just 1 week prior. Her dedication and care ensured that he could fully experience this special day. The honor flight serves as a profound gift to our servicemen, acknowledging their bravery and commitment to our country. Words cannot express the gratitude for this significant occasion, but Mike and Lisa extend their heartfelt thanks to everyone who made this day possible. Mike's most touching experience of the trip was the welcome home celebration at the airport. It was an emotional moment filled with gratitude and appreciation after their service. It was amazing to see. Communities come together to honor those who served. The support that came from strangers had a profound effect on Mike and others like him. There were so many veterans there who had not felt this kind of recognition for years. It definitely brought some much-needed closure for Mike. The other touching moment was seeing the Vietnam Memorial Wall. Mike enlisted with a high school friend who didn't come home from Vietnam. It's a very somber but healing experience to have found his friend's name on the marble for all eternity. The next article, SBL to hold kidney screenings. Sarah Bush Lincoln is teaming up with the National Kidney Foundation of Illinois to host a kidney screening event from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Friday, May 23rd in the Lumpkin Education Center, located in Entrance C at the Health Center. Kidney screenings are free to community members 18 years or older, and appointments are encouraged but not necessary. Anyone interested in getting screened for kidney disease, high blood pressure, or diabetes are encouraged to attend. To pre-register for the screening, visit https://mobilescreening.nkfi.org/preregistration. Welcomes are welcome. The screening will measure blood pressure, blood sugar, body mass index, waist circumference, and will conduct a urinalysis and, if necessary, a blood draw, among other things. Fasting is not required, but a urine sample will be required. Kidney disease affects more than 14% of U.S. citizens, according to the National Kidney Foundation. Approximately 9 in 10 adults with kidney disease do not know they have it, and people with kidney disease may not feel ill or notice symptoms until the disease is advanced. Simple steps such as controlling blood sugar and pressure, keeping weight down, exercising regularly, quitting smoking, and avoiding excessive use of pain medicine can help reduce the risk. For more information, contact the National Kidney Foundation of Illinois at 312-321-1500. The next article, Ice Noggle Honored for Work with Veterans, by Marty Yeagle. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Larry Ice Noggle is an Arthur High School graduate, class of 1967. He's received many honors over the years, during his time in the service, and since retiring. Some of his activities during the past year include sounding taps for 756 individual members as a member of the nonprofit organization Bugles Across America. Larry has been a member of BAA since 2014 and has sounded taps for almost 3,000 veterans in that time. He is a member of the Department of Defense's Authorized Provider Partnership Program, which enables him to sound taps at funeral, burial, and memorial services for Army veterans covered by the U.S. Army Reserve's 63rd Training Division in Southern California. He accepts tasking from that Army Reserve headquarters on a weekly basis. As a member of Team 2 of the Military Honor Detail at Riverside National Cemetery, Larry supports them on the first Wednesday and the fifth Thursday of every month. He is also the assigned bugler for Riverside National Cemetery Unclaimed Veteran Service, which takes place on the third Wednesday of every month in addition. Larry supports bugler requests from local and regional American Legion and VFW posts. For all these activities, which keep him very busy, Larry was recently given a certificate from the VA for the 1,000 volunteer hours at Riverside National Cemetery during 2024. For those 756 veterans saluted last year, Larry was named Bugle of the Year in 2024. And we now have time for some briefs. ALAH Baccalaureate. The ALAH High School Baccalaureate Service, Sunday, May 18th at 5 p.m., Arthur Levington Atwood Hammond Coach Jeff Ryan is headlining this year's Baccalaureate Service for graduating seniors at ALAH High School. Coach Jefferson is a committed follower of Jesus Christ and seeks to bring the best out in every student and athlete. His faith story is compelling and inspirational. The service, organized by the Arthur Ministerial Association and hosted by the student-led Baccalaureate Brigade, will also include live music from College of Faith, prayers for the seniors, and scripture reading. Everyone of all ages is invited to attend. The service will take place at the new gym at ALAH High School. This year's service is a special gift to the senior class who have endured and persevered through much to get to their graduation. Let's show our appreciation from the class of 2025. Join us as we gather in God's name to bless them all. Arcola Caregiver Support Group. If a family member, loved one, friend, or anyone you know struggles with memory loss or some other debilitating disease, please join our support group that meets at Carriage Crossing Arcola. Here you have the opportunity to speak with people from the community and surrounding area that understand what it is like to encounter, deal with, and battle memory loss and other debilitating diseases. Their meetings are free and open to the public and meet every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. at 900 Green Mill Road in Arcola. For additional information, call Rachel Lewis at 217-972-9171. Arthur Seniors Luncheon. The Senior Citizens Luncheon for May will be held on Monday, May 19th at the Community Building, 120 East Progress Street in Arthur. Serving begins at 11:30 a.m. Please bring a covered dish. Meat and drinks will be furnished. Everyone is welcome. Senior Bingo. Family Service Senior Resource Center hosts bingo at 1:30 p.m. May 21st at the Senior Center, 133 West Sale Street, Tuscola, free of charge with prizes for every game winner for those aged 60-plus living independently in Douglas County. Call Connie for information at 217-599-1324. Upcoming car shows in Tuscola. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, June 14th, 16 miles west car show at Irvin Park in Tuscola. Food trucks, music, participant and spectator voting, 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sundowners Car Club. Star 57 Fun Day, 2 to 6 p.m. Sunday, July 20th. Anything on Wheels Car Show at Star 57 Diner, 1104 Tuscola Boulevard, sponsored by Redline Auto and Longview Bank. Proceeds go to St. Jude's. The Tuscola Baccalaureate. Mark your calendar for 7 p.m. Sunday, May 18th for the Tuscola Area Ministerial Alliance's Baccalaureate Service at the Tuscola High School Gym. Arcola Senior Potluck. Arcola seniors are invited to a potluck at the Arcola Center on May 16th. Lunch will begin at 11:30. Seniors may bring a dish to share. Master Gardener to speak in Camargo. Local Master Gardener Nancy George will present container and raised bed gardening on Saturday, May 17th at 1 p.m. in the Camargo Township District Library. She will educate us on how to enjoy gardening using raised beds and containers. She will show us tricks and tips for harvesting some great veggies using these techniques. Call the library at 217-832-5211 to let them know if you will attend. All who attend will be entered to win a tub of supplies to kick off their own container gardening. Stamp out hunger in Tuscola. On Saturday, May 17th, place your donation of non-perishable food items in bags beside your mailbox by 9 a.m. for pickup. Do not wait until your mail carrier's usual time. Monetary donations are also gratefully accepted. Please make the checks payable to Sam Food Pantry, right in the memo section, USPS Food Drive, mail to Sam's Food Pantry, 901 North Prairie Street, Tuscola, Illinois, 61953. USI Retirees Breakfast. Anyone who worked for the company USI, Quantum, Equistar, Lionel Basel, any of its other names in Tuscola, are invited to attend a Retirees Breakfast at 8 a.m. Wednesday, May 21st at Yoder's Kitchen in Arthur. Call Dan Miller at 217-649-9656 with any questions. Museum hosts hands-on history. The Douglas County Museum will host a free hands-on history event on Saturday, June 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. at 700 South Main Street in Tuscola. Guests are invited to explore, discover, and learn through interactive exhibits that bring the past to life. The event will also serve as a welcome reception to the museum's new director. Visitors can enjoy refreshments, participate in a 50-50 raffle, and receive discount on new memberships. Sensory exhibits will be on display through June 14th. For more information, call 217-253-2535. Arthur Events, May 16th, Strawberry Social at Auto Center. May 16th and 17th, Strawberry Jam Festival, downtown Arthur. May 17th, Third Annual Bazaar at the Auto Center. May 18th, Baccalaureate Service, ALAH High School. May 19th, Senior Luncheon, Community Building. May 22nd, 8th Grade Promotion, ALAH High School. May 23rd, ALAH High School graduation at ALAH High School. May 24th, American Legion Auxiliary Poppy Days, downtown on Vine Street. May 26th, Memorial Day service at Arthur Cemetery. May 28th, JFL sign up, ALAH High School. And May 30th, Heart of America Pony Sale at Vernon Yoder Farms. Tuscola events. May 17th, Tuscola Rotary Food Drive. May 17th, basket weaving at the Vault Art Gallery. May 30th, Outdoor Movie Night, June 6th, Friday Fun Night, Senior Edition. June 6th, Friday Fun Night, Senior Edition, Tuscola Community Building, 5:30 to 8 p.m., American Central Insurance Company. June 14th through 16th, Miles West Car Show at Irvin Park. June 27th, Outdoor Movie Night. July 5th, Sparks in the Park. July 11th through 12th, Kiwanis Garage Sale. July 20th, Star 57 Anything on Wheels Car Show. July 26th and 27th, RC Fest at Wimple Park. August 3rd, Miss Tuscola Pageant. August 30th, Tuscola Family Fun Day. September 26th, TCHS Homecoming Parade and Alumni All-School Reunion. September 27th, Kiwanis Club Pancake Breakfast at Community Center, TCHS Hall of Fame Luncheon, Cast Iron Block Party, and TCHS Homecoming Coronation. October 18th, Odd Market. October 28th, Halloween Activities Downtown Tuscola. November 7th through 9th, Rural Fall Antique Show. December 5th through 6th, Christmas Town in 2025. Arthur Bazaar. May 17th is another great weekend for the Arthur 3rd Saturday Bazaar and the Strawberry Jam. Don't forget those strawberry pies from the Strawberry Jam and one-of-a-kind items that you find only at the bazaar. Just a sampling of items will be clothing, jewelry, terrariums, sweet treats, soap, home decor, resin, embroidered towels and aprons, rugs, and freeze-dried foods for starters. Come and experience the down-home feeling the bazaar is known for. Parking and admission is free. Over 50 vendors will be there at the Auto Center, 2058 County Road, 1800 East Arthur. The doors are open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Dawn Versi is the hostess. You can contact her at 309-253-6249. And Villa Grove Alumni Banquet. The Villa Grove High School Alumni Association recently met to start planning for the 121st Villa Grove Alumni Banquet. The banquet will be held on Saturday, May 24th at 6 p.m. in the Villa Grove School new gym. There'll be an alumni golf outing the morning at the Tri-City County Club, Country Club. Watch for more information. For banquet reservations, call Pam Sigler, 217-832-9067. And that's all we have time for this week. This is Chris Yerke saying goodbye, and see you again next week.